We continue 6 lines up from the bottom on Nunches Amud Beis. Again, continuing with the same discussion about prohibiting items which were touched by idolaters. Reish Lakish ikla lebatzra. Reish Lakish came to the town of Batzra. Chaza Yisrael de ka'achli peirit lo ma'asra. He saw that there were Jews who were eating fruit that haven't been tithed. The maaser wasn't taken off from them. Fasrulu. So he said, what you're doing is wrong. You can't eat this. And then Chaza Maya desagdilu ovedikuchavim v'shasu Yisrael. And he also saw in this town that there was water that idolaters were bowing down to. And then afterwards, the Jews would drink the water. So he said, this is Asr, you can't do this. And it's even Asr Behana. Asr l'kamed Rav Yochanan. And then after the story, Reish Lakish went to Rav Yochanan, told him what happened. Amar lein, Rav Yochanan said back to him, he said, slow down. Adi miktorcha alecha zil hadar. As Rashi says, while your clothing is on you, go back. Meaning, you made a mistake in your psak. What do you mean? Batzar lav hainu batzra. First of all, Betzer is not Batzra. Batzra is not a town, and it's not considered halachically part of Eretz Yisrael, so the laws of Meiser don't apply. In Betzer, it is not Batzra. So therefore, go back. There's nothing wrong with eating this fruit, because the laws of Meiser don't apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. Number two, umayim shel rabim ein nesarin. The water belonging to public cannot be prohibited. In other words, idolaters who are bowing down to water that doesn't belong to them, it belongs to the public, they can't prohibit it. Ein adam osur davar she'enu shelo. You can't prohibit something which doesn't belong to you. So by bowing down to the water, it's meaningless. It's like bowing down to the mountain. It doesn't do anything, as we've discussed a number of dafim ago. So the Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Yochanan l'tame. Rabbi Yochanan is consistent in his ruling, specifically his second ruling. Why is that? Am Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadok. Mayim shel rabim ein nesarin. Water that belongs to the public cannot be prohibited. You can't prohibit public water by doing an act of worship to the water. But the implication is, hadi yachid nesarin. But if it belonged to an individual, then it could be prohibited. Meaning, if you own the water, then by bowing down to it, you can prohibit it. But you still can't prohibit something which doesn't belong to you, which then begs the question of the whole question of Yayin Nesach. Well, what are you talking about? If a person can't prohibit something which doesn't belong to them, then how can an idolater make all of our wines Yayin Nesach? It doesn't belong to them. So there already we can distinguish by saying that, you know, even if it doesn't belong to you, if you're touching it, or you're physically touching the wine, that already is a different, or even your kochel, your koach, you're using your strength by pouring it or something like that. That's already, by agitating it in that manner, that's already a different level. Here, we're just simply talking about bowing down to something. So you can't prohibit something which doesn't belong to you without any action, physical action to the item, to the wine or the water, etc. But now the Gemara asks, back to our case, the tapuk lay d'ha mechubarin inu. He says, hold on a second. Why are we saying that the reason that the wine, the water is permitted is because it belongs to the public? Just say that it's mechubarim. It's attached to the ground. If it's attached to the ground, you can't make something usher when it's attached to the ground. Just like you can't, like I said before, just like you can't bow down to a mountain and make the mountain usher behana. It's not avodah zarah. So to water doesn't become a avodah zarah. It doesn't become usher behana. So why are we giving this rationale of it's public property as opposed to saying it's attached to the ground? So the Quran answers there was a reason for that. Lo tzricha detalshinu gala. What about a case where a Talshinu Gala means there was a wave that some of the water separated from the other waters. If there's a wave and the water gets completely separated from the rest of it, now, and then an idolater bows down to that water, well, that's not considered mechubar. That's detached. So if your logic is the rationale is that it's permitted because it's attached. Well, what about when it's not when it's detached? Then what do you do with that? It implies that it would be usur. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said that it's public property; it can't become usur, which would imply whether it's attached or detached. But then the Gemara asks, based on this idea, then sof avnei har sheni daltelu ninu tistaim de Rabbi Yochanan damar asuros. Says, well, now we have a similar case, but we've discussed before, and as Rashi points out, on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, there's a machlokas between Bnei Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan about the halachic status of a boulder that became detached naturally from the mountain, and the idolater bowed down to it. Does that boulder become Asr Behana or not? Can it become Avodah Zarah or not? Is it because it's detached, or is it still considered? Since it wasn't done with any physical, it detached naturally, it cannot become prohibited. And there was a machlokas between the two of them, and we didn't know who's of which opinion. But based on this logic we're saying now, Rabbi Yochanan would be under the impression that if there was a wave that separated the waters one from the next, that the water and then an idolater bowed down to that wave, that water which was detached, it would become usur, even though it was naturally detached. That seems to indicate that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says it's usur, based on the case about the boulder. So now we have an answer. We didn't have the answer then, but now we have the answer here. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Lo tzricha titapchinu biyadei. Now the case that we're talking about over here, where they bowed down to the water, was where they hit the water with their hands, as Rashi says, and then the Jew came, the Israel came and drank from the water. So when they actually physically touch the water, it's not a natural detachment, which is a different machlokas and mimbav amr alf, which we couldn't determine who's of which opinion. But here, when it was detached, possibly through, or it was agitated with the hands of the idolater, that's a different story. But the bottom line is that where Rabbi Yochanan is consistent in saying that since it belonged to public property, the water cannot become Asur Behana, and therefore Reish Lakish had to go back and tell them that he made a mistake in his psak.